talk about a recording and listening practice that you've taken up in the mornings. And the way that you describe it, it sounds really like a process. You kind of came across it through a spirit of inquiry, looking at a process that was happening for you in the mornings, and then coming around to this really quite fun recording and listening practice to address that.
Yeah, yes. Well, I've always had an inkling that something goes on in the morning. You know, there's something about conditioning and something about however it is that I'm built that I'm really vulnerable the first thing that I, when I wake up. And I had other practices where I would listen to recordings in the car on the way to work, or I would sit when I got to work, or other little things that I did in the morning. But it didn't seem to really still get at what was happening. And what was happening, what I talk about in the article, is, you know, I would wake up and my eyes would open, and then conditioning would just be right there, like sitting next to my bed, uh-huh. waiting for me. Uh-huh. And pull me into a story pretty quickly. And it, sometimes it was based on how my body felt. Sometimes it was based on something I had to do that day. So if I woke up with, like, a sore back, then, you know, it decided that I was going to be somebody with a sore back all day. And that meant that my day would be pretty miserable and I would be upset. And, you know, so it kind of, like, went off quickly to the races
and did that. You know, Lisa, that was actually one of the reasons I thought, gosh, I you know, want to feature this on Good News, because what you articulate, I project, is very widespread, and that so many people can relate to that kind of, you know, conditioning coming online immediately as we wake up. And it has to be so fast, because if it wasn't that quick, we would see it as a story creating itself. But it's so immediate that we don't at first recognize it as a story.
Yes. I mean, because it sounded like me, even though it's a little different. Well, here was the great part of it. So I was on a reflective listening buddy call, and I was talking about, you know, this where I feel like I'm a different person every day, you know, uh-huh. depending on what conditioning decides for me, and it was uncomfortable. And I remember something that Sherry had talked about in a talk where she had talked about how, you know, a person can decide to be a vegetarian and then 5 seconds later they realize they've eaten an entire cow, you know, and like, what's that about? like, where is that person that I wanted to be? How do I keep with the practice that I want to have? Yeah. And so, so then I hit upon, you know what, it's got to happen first thing when I wake up. Like, that's uh-huh. that's, I think, when I'm the most vulnerable, and that's when this is happening. And so the idea came to me to listen to recordings exactly when I wake up, like as soon as I'm aware that I'm awake, that I listen to a recording. And conditioning came in and told me all the reasons that was a terrible idea. You know, it would never work. It couldn't happen. It was impractical. And then it went into the place of, like, if I was the right kind of spiritual person, I wouldn't have to do that. And, you know, and I just got to a place of, well, then I'm not the right kind of spiritual person.
Right. Then
I'm a person that when I wake up, I'm getting really beat up by the voices, and I want to try something. So when I tried 5 minutes, I was like, okay, I'll do 5 minutes. You know, I got this huge, no, it's never going to work, never going to work. You know, 3 minutes, never going to work. So finally, I remembered something else that the guide had said in the secret is there are no secrets. She talks about in that video about how sitting for 5 minutes a day would change your life, right? So I thought, well, what if I went for the bare minimum? You know, what's the bare minimum that sounds ridiculous, but it just might work? And I was like, 1 minute. Uh-huh. And, you know, and of course then conditioning was like, well, 1 minute will never be enough. And that's how I knew it was enough.
Yeah. Don't you love it? 5 minutes. There's no way. That's way too much. You can't do that.
Right.
Well, let's try 1 minute. No, that's never going to be enough. It's never going to do it.
Right. So that's how I knew. And so then I just decided I would do it. And I just did it. And, you know, I think of it as like the lazy girls. The lazy girl's way to, you know, outsmart conditioning. Because, I mean, 1 minute in the morning, and I lay my earbuds over my alarm clock. So my alarm clock goes off, and this is how goofy or great it is. So I've learned how to turn on my recorder without opening my eyes. It's really not hard to do. There's like a switch that turns it on, and then I know where the folder button is, and then and I don't have to go for a specific recording. So it's just kind of like a roulette wheel. You know, I just kind of like knock around on it and then hit play.
Yeah.
And I know how many seconds it takes for it to warm up. It's a whole thing. So I try not to open my eyes if possible. And then for 1 minute, I listen to the recordings. And usually there's a timer there as well and on my phone. And then I just listen to my recording. And
and I'm so curious, what's been your experience as you've done that?
Well, you know, I've when I wrote that article, I was only a few weeks into it.
Yeah.
And at first it was just... you know, waking up and having that voice talking to me, and it was me, you know, it's my voice, you know, and it was telling me things that, you know, were good about my life or things that I've been looking at, and it just reminded me that, you know, that I'm connected to my heart and all these good things. And then over time, what I've found is that what it does is, so instead of being a person who wakes up and has a meeting to go to at 10 o'clock or a person who wakes up and has a backache, I'm a person who wakes up and I'm practicing. I'm a person who practices, you know, because I'm listening to a recording of someone who's practicing, and that person is me, you know?
Yeah, that's brilliant, really, isn't it? I mean, it's so perfect, the little parable you told a few minutes ago about the person who decides, gosh, I really want to be a vegetarian, which we, you know, we can all project. That's a big, you know, sort of something that comes from the heart, from that deep down place of who we really know we are. And then there, you know, 5 seconds later, there we are eating meat. And so what we need to do is we need to practice being the person who we know we are. And that's what's so brilliant about what you're describing is it's not the length of time. It's not which recording you're listening to. It's not any of that.
Yeah.
It's simply the act of being the person who you know that you are.
Yeah. And for me, it just worked to have it be a minute. Like it just.
Yeah.
And I've considered extending it, and then you know I don't know what I want to do with that yet because conditioning really wants to play around with that.
Right.
And I'm like, you
know
what? I'll stick to the minute for as long as it's a minute. And then, you know, we'll see what happens. But,
so
what it really has done for me is I wake up knowing I'm a person who practices because there's proof, because there's a recording of someone practicing, and then I'm actually, and I've started off the day with practice. So I've started off the day with, like, that, because I'm the kind of person that, like, if I'm going to do something, I got to do it first thing in the morning. And if I don't do it first thing in the morning, you know, conditioning comes in and has a conversation with me about it all day. And so that's one of the reasons I thought I couldn't do it, because I'm like, well, I have to exercise first thing in the morning. Otherwise, I won't. Or I have to do this first thing in the morning, like sit, or I won't.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, you know, if I do the recordings first, that sets me up for everything else for the rest
that's
of the day.
Exactly right.
You know?
Yep. If you start the whole morning practicing, essentially, tuning to life, you know, being life, then, boy, that really sets you up to make the decisions that are actually going to support you, the decisions you actually want to make.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
And I love that piece about, you know, so you make that one-minute commitment, and, you know, there's so much encouragement in practice to make the commitment and stick to it. You know, we'll often talk about it in meditation. If the commitment is to sit for 10 minutes, don't sit for 9 and don't sit for 11. You know, sit for those 10 minutes and then watch what happens around it, of course, is the biggest piece. And then after whatever period of time, let's say you do that for a month, then you can revisit, you know, sit down with a mentor and decide, do we want to do 2 minutes? Do we want to do, you know, whatever it is?
Right. So I've been really enjoying it. And so, I mean, I would say if anybody's interested in giving it a try, you know, it really is the bare minimum, you know.
Yeah.
At least it felt that way to me. It was like, you know, this is, if I don't do this, then something else is going on. You know?
Yeah, truly. Yeah. Well, I don't have time for 1 minute.
Right. I can do anything. And it's worked out. You know, my partner is there in the morning, and he doesn't care. He's usually asleep or, you know, or he's up for getting ready for work. And, you know, on a weekend, I don't set an alarm, but I still do it anyway.
Okay.
And, you know, like I said, it's like such an easy little thing to do, and then I've accomplished something. I start the day having accomplished something and feeling connected to practice. And not having conditioning control my day and control my life, really, you know.
I love it. And if one is the kind of person who has stars on charts, there's another star on the chart.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, well, I'm excited. I'm going to play a little bit. I've been using random recordings, and I just came from a retreat where we talked a lot about, having these different commitments for the day. And I'm excited to maybe make some recordings that reflect more of more of that, you know, more of directly speaking to the commitments and playing with it in that way.
Yeah, yeah, having particular recordings that you might want to hear. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now I feel like I'm on a roll, you know.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
I wanna. Now that I know I'm successful at it, it's like, ooh, what else can I do with it?
You know,
now there is that spirit of inquiry and all that curiosity and discovery.
And that's such an important point, Lisa, isn't it? Because, I mean, that's it. That's everything. All you need is to get pointed in the right direction. And it's why conditioning will resist it. So, well, 1 minute, I mean, that's not going to do anything. But, of course, it's going to do everything.
Yeah.
It points us in the direction we actually want to be headed.
Yeah. Yep. I feel really grateful for, reflective listening buddies and my awareness coach.
Yeah.
And, the email classes, like everything that were like, there were all these pieces that were in this, you know, and I probably even it came up to do this before.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just feel so grateful that all the pieces came together at this time for me to have this. And I just feel so grateful for Sangha and for everyone who's out there trying different practice tools and talking about them and sharing them because I think that helped me put together something for myself. So just lots and lots of gratitude.
Yeah, and then much gratitude turned towards the practitioner who picks it all up and does it, huh?